Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Avraham Gold. Hi, and today Maseches Chagiga Daf Chav Hey, the third parak Chomer BeKodesh. The Zichu Maseches Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. But then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three dafs are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, which deals with Chomers of Truma over Kodesh, begins Chomer BeTruma should be Yehuda Ne'amani Maltar Ziyin Rishemen Kol Yimos Hashana. A stringency of Truma is that in Yehuda, the Ami arts are trust regarding the tar of Kodesh wine and oil throughout the year. And during the wine pressing season and olive pressing season, they're also believed regarding the tar of Truma. The Gemara in this stuff notes that they're believed in Yehuda, but not in the Galil, and asks what the reason is for the distinction. Reish Lakish said, because a strip of Kusi land separates between Yehuda and Galil. Rashi explains that the people in the Galil would not be able to bring their wine and oil to the Beis HaMikdash, that is in Yehuda, for the Rabbanim were gozer on Eretz HaAmim, the land of the nations that imparts tumah to foods that are transported through it. This is because the Nachrim did not always mark their graves, which were then liable to be plowed over, resulting in strewn bone fragments. Point number two, the Mishnah had taught that Amayarts are believed about the Tahara of Truma during the wine pressing season and oil pressing season. This is because during these times, Amayarts are careful to purify their kelim and themselves to ensure the Tahara of the new Truma. If the seasons have passed, the Kohen Chaver is not permitted to accept a barrel of Truma wine or oil from them. However, the Amayarts may set it aside until the next season and then give it to the Kohen. Then, Rav Sheshes was asked, if the Kohen accepted it from them, what is the din if the Kohen set it aside for the next pressing season? He answered that it was taught in the Mishnah, Demai, that if a Chaver and Amayarts inherited from their father, who was an Amayarts, when it comes to splitting his possessions, the Chaver cannot say, you take the liquids, which are susceptible to Tuma, and I'll take the dry foods, which he knows have not become susceptible to Tuma. And a Braisa taught regarding this, that if there is Truma included, the Chaver burns the liquid Truma and leaves the dry Truma. Rav Sheshes concluded that we see from here that the Chaver is not permitted to leave it aside until the next pressing season. The Gemara rejects this proof, since perhaps the food has no pressing season, such as date beer, and cannot keep until a Chag. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Olos that states that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. That we check a base of pras for bone chips for people on their way to offer the Pesach, but we do not check for those on their way to eat Truma. The Gemara explains that those on their way to bring a Pesach, lohimidu divren b'makom karis, the Rabban did not establish their decree in the case of a mitzvah that's punishable with karis. But for those on their way to eat Truma, they did maintain their decree where there is a concern of misa bidei shamayim, death by heaven. Rashi explains that in the case of Truma, since there's no fixed time for it to be eaten, the person can wait 7 days and do hazah on the third and seventh day. The Gemara asks, if one checked the base of pras in order to bring his Pesach, may he then eat his Truma based on this checking? And answers that just as in our Mishnah we learned that if an Amayarts told a Chaver that he separated a quarter log of oil as Kodesh, he's trusted regarding the tar of all the oil in the barrel. So to here, since he's trusted regarding the Pesach, he's trusted also regarding the Truma. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, which deals with Chumras of Truma over Kodesh, begins, Chomer b'Truma should be Yehuda Ne'amani Maltar Ziyin Rishemen Kol Yimos Hashana. A stringency of Truma is that in Yehuda, the Ami arts are trust regarding the tar of Kodesh wine and oil throughout the year. And during the wine pressing season and olive pressing season, they're also believed regarding the tar of Truma. The Gemara in this stuff notes that they're believed in Yehuda, but not in the Galil, and asks what the reason is for the distinction. Reish Lakish said, because a strip of Kusi land separates between Yehuda and Galil. Rashi explains that the people in the Galil would not be able to bring their wine and oil to the Beis HaMikdash, that is in Yehuda, for the Rabbanim were gozer on Eretz HaAmim, the land of the nations that imparts tumah to foods that are transported through it. This is because the Nachrim did not always mark their graves, which were then liable to be plowed over, resulting in strewn bone fragments. Point number two, the Mishnah had taught that Amayarts are believed about the Tahara of Truma during the wine pressing season and oil pressing season. This is because during these times, Amayarts are careful to purify their kelim and themselves to ensure the Tahara of the new Truma. If the seasons have passed, the Kohen Chaver is not permitted to accept a barrel of Truma wine or oil from them. However, the Amayarts may set it aside until the next season and then give it to the Kohen. Then, Rav Sheshes was asked, if the Kohen accepted it from them, what is the din if the Kohen set it aside for the next pressing season? He answered that it was taught in the Mishnah, Demai, that if a Chaver and Amayarts inherited from their father, who was an Amayarts, when it comes to splitting his possessions, the Chaver cannot say, you take the liquids, which are susceptible to Tuma, and I'll take the dry foods, which he knows have not become susceptible to Tuma. And a Braisa taught regarding this, that if there is Truma included, the Chaver burns the liquid Truma truma and leaves the dry truma. Rav Sheshet has concluded that we see from here that the chaver is not permitted to leave it aside until the next pressing season. The Gemara rejects this proof since perhaps the food has no pressing season, such as date beer, and cannot keep until a chag. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a mission to Olos that states that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. That we check a base of pras for bone chips for people on their way to offer the Pesach, but we do not check for those on their way to eat truma. The Gemara explains that those on their way to bring a Pesach, lohimidu divrein b'makom karis, the Rabban did not establish their decree in the case of a mitzvah that's punishable with karis. But for those on their way to eat truma, they did maintain their decree where there is a concern of misa bidei shamayim, death by heaven. Rashi explains that in the case of truma, since there's no fixed time for it to be eaten, the person can wait 7 days and do hazah on the third and seventh day. The Gemara asks, if one checked the base of pras in order to bring his Pesach, may he then eat his truma based on this checking? And answers that just as in our Mishnah we learned that if an Amar is told a chaver that he separated a quarter log of oil as Kodesh, he's trusted regarding the tar of all the oil in the barrel. So to here, since he's trusted regarding the Pesach, he's trusted also regarding the truma. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chafe, and our standard simmon is a silver wedding anniversary, a 25th wedding anniversary. So here goes. The husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine you ordered from the Galil became tummy when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. And the only way he could borrow some truma wine from his Cohen friend, who improperly accepted from an Amaretz, was to go through and check a base of pras. Once again, slow motion. The husband's silver anniversary plans, silver anniversary, that must be more in Duff Cafe. The husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine you ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. Which reminds us that the Gemara explains that the Amei Aretz and Yehuda were trusted regarding the Tahar of Kodesh wine and oil throughout the year, and during the wine pressing season and all pressing season, they were also believed regarding the Tahar of Truma. But those in the Galil would not be able to bring their wine and oil to the base of Migdash, that's in Yehuda, for the Rabbanim were gozer on Eretz HaAmim, the land of the nations that imparts Tumah to foods that are transported through it. This is because the Nachrim did not always mark their graves, which were then liable to be plowed over, resulting in strewn bone fragments. So the husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. And the only way he could borrow some Truma wine from his Cohen friend, who improperly accepted it from an Amei Aretz, which reminds us, the Mishnah had taught that Amei Aretz are believed about the Har of Truma wine during the wine pressing season and oil pressing season. This is because during these times, Amei Aretz are careful to purify their kelim and themselves to ensure the tahar of the new truma. Now, if the seasons have passed, the Kohen Chaver is not permitted to accept the barrel of truma wine or oil from them. However, the Amei Aretz may set it aside until the next season and then give it to the Kohen then. Rav Sheshet was asked, if the Kohen accepted it from them, what is the din if the Kohen set it aside for the next pressing season? Rav Sheshet attempted to bring a proof that he's not permitted to do so, but it's rejected. So, the husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh, when it passed over the strip of Kusi land, and the only way he could borrow some truma wine from his Cohen friend who improperly accepted from an Amei Aretz was to go through and check a base of pras, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a Mishnah in Oholos that states that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we check a base of pras for bone chips for people on the way to offer the Pesach, but we do not check it for those on their way to eat truma. Rashi explains that in the case of truma, since there's no fixed time for it to be eaten, the person can wait 7 days and do hazah on the third and seventh day. The Gemara asks, if one checked the base of pras in order to bring his Pesach, may he then eat his truma based on this checking? And answers that just as in our Mishnah, we learned that if an Amei Aretz told a chaver that he separated a quarter log of oil as Kodesh, he is trusted regarding the tahar of all the oil in the barrel. So to here, since he's trusted regarding the Pesach, he's trusted also regarding the truma. So once again, the husband's silver anniversary plans fell apart when the wine he ordered from the Galil became Tameh when it passed over the strip of Kusi land. And the only way he could borrow some truma wine from his Cohen friend who improperly accepted it from an Amei Aretz was to go through and check a base of pras. All right, now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf Chafal. So the Sim Daf Chafal is a car which Bostonians pronounce as Ka. So here goes. The race car driver. Ka driver. That must be more in Daf Chafal of Ka. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli, within a kli, tied up with wet knots, which reminds us. The Gemara answers that it was necessary for the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah to address concerns for Chatzitza. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other, one might think that the Chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots which are tied loosely and have no weight would not be a Chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of Kalim, the water caused the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. So the race car driver with the large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that Rabbi Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kui with another is due to being a chatzitza is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Rechinin Bar Papa, as for Milo Shanukan, they taught here in the Mishnah at 10 miles, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Ila only counts 10 miles when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two of the cases are for the same reason. That being a chatzitza, statement continues that the first five applied to Kodesh and Chulin Shinasal Taurus Kodesh, since they have a concern for Tumah Deraisa, whereas the latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabban did not decree them on Chulin Shinasu al Taurus Kodesh. So the race kad driver with a large hood ornament with a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. Which reminds us, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yuhan and says that since the Sefer of the Mishnah deals with the concern of chatzitza, the Reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one kli inside another kli for Kodesh is because of a gzera that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. Dav Chav Beis. So the simon Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Amar is cabby driver. That must be on Dav Chav Beis. The Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him, which reminds us. The Gemara clarifies that Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amar's because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amar's as Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who were all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from Amar's, then Amar's would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a Chaver not accepting Truma from an Amar's, for the Amar's can go and give the Truma to a Kohen, who's also an Amar's. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, who's the Tanna of our Mishnah, the Chai Shel Eiv, who's concerned for hatred, and answers it's Rabbi Yossi. Rosanna Bryce, Rabbi Yossi said, why are all believed about the Tahar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year, that even if an Amar's brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they're considered Tahar? So it shouldn't arise that every person should go and build a Bama for himself and burn a Par Aduma for himself. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, even though his Parish passenger didn't believe him that his kelim were properly toivled. Which reminds the Gemara brings a bright that states an Amar's is believed regarding Tevila, and the Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amar's is not believed. Abai said there's no difficulty. Haba gufa, haba kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become Tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealing with kelim. The Brisa, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one kli within another, whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a kli whose opening was not the size of a skin flask tube. Dav Chaf Gimel. So the simmer Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, that must be one Dav Chaf Gimel. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken Tami shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach, which reminds us that the third case on the Mishnah Daf Chafam Vei stated that a Gnosis Midras Gnosis a Truma Avolos a Kodesh, one who's carrying a Midras, an article that supports the weight of a Zav, Zavo, or a Nida, may also carry Truma but not Kodesh, for there was a decree based on an incident with someone transporting a barrel of Kodesh from place to place, and the strap of a sandal broke off, and he took it and he placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the Kodesh in the barrel became Tameh. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply for Truma, it answers that the Mishnah of Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chum made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, which reminds us the Mishnah 6th case stated, Kelim hanigmarim batahara tzrichin tevila kodesh of olo truma. Kelim that were completed in a state of tahara require tevila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a chaver made them umishum senura dama'aretz, and it's because of a concern that they became tame from the spittle of an ama'aretz. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tuma. It could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for a chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kugelach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was a mitzvah, if all the other Kugelach making them Tame. Which reminds us, the Mishnah 7th case stated, HaKli Matzarav Mashem Asokhu HaKodesh Avolola Truma. HaKli combines what's in it with regard to Kodesh, but not with regard to Truma. Rabbi Chanin said that this is learned from the Pasuk, Kav Achas Asra Zahav Molei Ketores. One gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with Ketores. Kasav Asra Komashe Bakaf Achas. The Pasuk made everything that's in the ladle like one entity. The more it clarifies, Rabbi Akiva might agree that Midoraisa HaKli combines its Kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of Ketores, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of Shiari Mincha, the remainders of a Mincha. And the rabbis decreed that even an item that does not require a kli, kli mitzarfo, a kli does combine it. Daf Chaf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher, a kud. So here goes. As he watched a pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet, kud. As he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi'i, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Beis stated a revi'i be Kodesh pasul. A revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul. It's not a braisa. Rabbi Yossi said, from where is it derived that a revi'i in the case of Kodesh is pasul? It's a kal v'chomer. If even a mechuser kippurim, someone who has toveled and has waited until nightfall but still requires bringing a carbon, is permitted to eat truma, but is unfit to eat Kodesh, then concerning a shlishi, which is unfit in the case of Truma, all the more so it should create a revi in the case of Kodesh. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with his one tame hand, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that if one of a person's hands became tame, the other one is tahor, but with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them. Rav Shivzi said, they taught this halacha only when the hands are joined at the time that the second hand touches the Kodesh, but where they are not joined, then the first hand does not make the second one tame. Abai challenged Rav Shivzi and demonstrates that the din applies even if the two hands are not in contact. So, as he watched a pitcher filled with Kodesh meat that had become pasul as a revi fall off a shelf being caught by a man with one tame hand, the Mechuser Kippurim rushed to the mikveh so that he'd be eligible to eat Kodesh, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Ha'onen and Mechuser Kippurim Srikhan Tefillah Kodesh Avaloa Truma, an Onen and a Mechuser Kippurim. One is immersed and reached nightfall, but has not yet brought his carbon, required tefillah for Kodesh, but not for Truma. The Gemara explains the reason that since until the time they were forbidden to eat Kodesh, the Rabbanan required them to do tefillah before eating the Kodesh, meaning that there's a concern that since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to become Tamei may also have been diverted. They're not required to immerse for Truma, though, since they're permitted to eat Truma as an Onen, and Mechuser Kippurim. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which did we learn that a revi in the case of Kodesh is pasul, which is learned from a kal v'chomer from a Mechuser Kippurim? That's on Daf Chaf Dalet. Good. Number two, which did we learn that one who's carrying a midrash may carry Truma, but not Kodesh? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, which did we learn that those from the Galil cannot bring wine or oil to the base of Migdash, since the Rabban Ragozer Tumas Ha'amim on the strip of Kusi land? That's on Daf Chav Heg. Good. Number four, which of the one that if one of a person's hands became Tamei, the other one is Tahor, but with regard to Kodesh, he must immerse both of them? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number five, which of the one that a Kli is Mitzarf, what is in it for Kodesh from the Pasuk Kav Achas? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number six, which of the one we accept wine and oil offerings from Matmei Arts, for otherwise he would be offended and come to build their own bamas to burn a paraduma? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number seven, which of the one an Onen and a Mechuser Kippurim require tefillah for Kodesh, since they were not permitted to eat Kodesh, their attention to becoming Tamei might also have been diverted? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number eight, which of the one if one checked a base of pras in order to bring a Pesach, he may rely on it to eat his Truma? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good. Number nine, which of them the kelim that were completed in Tahar required tefillah for Kodesh, for perhaps an Amar had spit on them before they were completed and the spit remained moist after it was completed? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10, which Daf are two answers given as to when Amei Arts are believed regarding tefillah and when they are not believed? That's on Daf Chabez. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the one that the laws of Chol Mod are like the laws of Kusim, you cannot derive one from the other? That's on Daf Yud Beis and Mod Katan. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn that we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because of the seriousness of the days? That's on Daf Lamed Beis and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. And number three, which stuff were multiple reasons given as to why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Achashverosh? That's on Daf Tesvav and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.